Hour number two on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Plenty of good stuff still coming your way. We're about to chat with Rob Dorr, Senior Vice President, Government Affairs for the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus. Next hour, Tom Hauser, our friend and longtime guest on this show for a couple decades. He is in Milwaukee for the GOP convention. The highlight tonight, the vice presidential nominee, J.D. Vance, will address the nation. So Tom with us at 205. Then Kevin Burke, former Hennepin County judge, another frequent guest on Joe Biden, Supreme Court ethics and limitations. Let me read a couple graphs and we'll bring Rob Dorr into the conversation. This is from Stephen Montemayor's story yesterday in the Tribune. A federal appeals court on Tuesday agreed that Minnesota's ban on 18 to 20-year-olds carrying handguns is publicly unconstitutional. The Eighth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals made it almost certain with this 27-page ruling that Minnesota adults younger than 21 will soon be able to apply for permits to carry handguns in public. Rob Dorr has joined us before. Again, like all of our guests, he's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Again, Rob is with the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus, government relations consultant, political analyst, and their senior VP. Rob, always a pleasure. Thank you, sir. Why do you personally and why does your organization believe that this was the right decision yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, of course, we were plaintiffs in the case, so we were just seeking to affirm that all adults, whether you're 18, 24, 34, whatever, have the ability to exercise the rights that are protected under the Constitution.
So I've discussed this before. I may discuss this even after our conversation. I think our country makes a mistake, and sometimes you're an adult and you're eligible to do things when you're an 18-year-old, and sometimes you're not eligible until you're 21. I think we should have more uniformity. And if they agreed on 18, I'd be fine with that. If they agreed on 21, I'm not sure about that because that's going to change a lot of things. What about that part of the pushback that we bounce back and forth on when you're allowed to do something at 21 in some cases versus you're allowed to do some things in this country at 18?
Yeah, you know, I'm sympathetic to that argument. I'm the parent of teenagers myself, so I could definitely understand the apprehension. But currently, right now, if you're 18, you can join the military, you can join the National Guard, you can join the police academy, you can vote, you can get commercial driver's licenses. It's just illogical to think that just that based on that alone, that a certain category is arbitrarily denied of a constitutionally protected right. But I am sympathetic to the argument of, you know, when do we want adults to become adults?
So here's the quote from the attorney general who now they're mulling whether to appeal this all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. I'll read it here. I'm extremely disappointed in today's ruling. The epidemic of gun violence will continue unabated unless we do something about it. Just days ago, a 20-year-old tried to take the life of the former president of the United States. The people of Minnesota want and deserve solutions that reduce shootings and improve public safety, and today's ruling only makes that more difficult. Despite this setback, this is again Attorney General Ellison, I remain as committed as ever to improving the public safety of Minnesota by championing and defending life-saving, common-sense gun violence prevention measures. So the Attorney General is basically saying this ruling makes Minnesota unsafe or not as safe as it would be. Let me phrase this way. Not as safe as it would be if you were required to be 21 years of age. On that point, you say what?
Well, I think if you read through the court's decision, they found that the state was unable to substantiate any evidence why 18 to 20-year-olds are somehow less or more dangerous than anybody else in the public. Based off of our own uniform crime reports, when you look, you see that 21 to 25-year-olds commit more crimes, commit more homicides, commit more violent assaults than 18 to 20-year-olds.
Do you believe 18, because as you laid out, that is an opportunity to vote, join the military, many other areas, is that the age requirement that your organization is going to set on? Do you see any scenario, because other people have discussed a lower age? Could you see your group saying, we think 16-year-olds she'd be allowed to possess these weapons also.
Yeah, you know, our position is that constitutionally, when you're engaged in the political community, so that means generally when you have the ability to vote, when you can enter into contracts, things like that. So whatever age we decide to set that at, I think the right, all of your constitutional rights should attach.
So you don't see a scenario where you're going to put 16 as an example?
No, I don't think that there's any foundation to support 16 being the age. Our argument was mostly hinged on the full exercise size of all the rights available under the Constitution to these adults.
Rob Doerr is with us. He's Senior Vice President of Government Affairs for the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus. Rob, I have not looked at the text yet, but I've had you on before. We get plenty of passion from folks who believe in you and others who decry or are very upset at your organization and saying you are an impediment to safety in this city, in this state. When you hear that, when you hear someone say that the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus is preventing us from preventing more gun crimes from not occurring, from more gun violence not occurring, when you hear that, I know you disagree. What is your point and response back to that?
Well, you know, I think that people will take singular positions of ours and apply maybe their own bias or their own emotions to it. But the fact is, we have worked relentlessly on things like suicide reduction, which suicides are about 80% of Minnesota's gun deaths. We've worked with organizations about advising people on safe storage, how to recognize loved ones who are in crisis, supporting programs like NAMI through their efforts to help gun shop owners identify somebody who may be a danger to themselves or others. So we are absolutely concerned with safety and helping minimize the wrongful use of guns, but we're equally as passionate about making sure that people have the ability to exercise the constitutional rights that are available to them.
Rob, I appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much, sir. We'll reach out again.
Anytime, Chad. Thank you so much.
Rob Doerr on with us. Okay. If you've listened to me over the years, I've wrestled with this, and I think we're screwing up on 18 and 21-year-olds. We got to decide. We got to decide. You're an adult at 18. You're an adult at 21. And set on that. Because right now, as someone who believes that I don't want to take a single damn gun from a law-abiding citizen, I don't. Do I think we need to have the right background checks and process? 100%. Have we made progress in that area? Sure. I think it's clear we can make more progress. The problem is, who gets a hold of a gun who should not have the gun, and how we balance the process of Dave Harrigan or me or Rob Doerr or someone else who goes through the right protocols and wants to have a gun to protect themselves, to hunt, to shoot, or for whatever reason they want. How can we make it so those individuals still have access to weapon, but those who are intent on criminality or who have mental stability issues, it is harder for them because those individuals still have too many ways. There's too much availability for those individuals to get guns. If you look at the data of gun violence, our country compared to others, it is without a question, without any shred of doubt, an epic failure in that way. But how do we draw the line? So for me, as one who thinks we have way too many guns available for those who mentally are not capable of that or criminally aren't capable of it, and I believe that, I don't see the difference between an 18 and 21-year-old in this case. If you can vote, you can go to war, you can have other adult responsibilities. So, because, are we going to say 25? Are we going to say 30? Where is the line? If you're an adult in so many ways, I can go sign up for the military as an 18-year-old. Go, and I'm skilled enough that I'm somewhere operating and I have a gun with me at all times, but if I'm here in America, I have to wait. And we can't do a maturity test, because I'd love to do maturity test in many ways, like for driving or other areas. But we set these numbers. So if we're allowing individuals at the age of 18 to have responsibility A, responsibility B, responsibility C, we're now drawing the line here on 18 to 21-year-olds. And yes, I believe we have too many guns in the wrong people's hands. But we're doing this now. What else are we going to take away when you're 18? And I know we draw lines, but on this one, I think 18 should be the number. I do. Because we've allowed others to have that responsibility at 18, and I think you need to be consistent on that. I got a feeling my friend Mr. Harrigan might disagree. I have a feeling there are people out there who agree with me or disagree. Let me know. I'd love phone calls on this. I would love texts on this. 651-461-9226. Yeah, that's our gal Rena, who's she's out today, right? She's wouldn't tell us where. Maybe she's done with us. Or done with you in particular.
Well, that's not possible. And by the way, I think that was actually Jamie.
Oh, was it? I really wasn't listening.
Okay. Well,
I was responding to a text.
How much do you care about the show?
I was responding to a text.
Was it a show-related text?
Yes.
Or was it what
yes.
time you're teeing off later?
No, that's probably about 4:45, 5 o'clock.
That's already set in stone.
I got a big meeting.
You got a lot going on.
Got a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
But Rena, who we love having on, she wouldn't tell us. She just said, I'm out of town. And maybe she's not out of town. Maybe she's tired of this. Maybe she was down with Common today. I don't know. It's possible.
I think all more likely than she actually being out of town, yeah. Either tired of it or on with Common or another show.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I'm saying, and I've been, if you've listened to me over the years, I've said for a long time, when are you an adult? Is it 18 or 21? Let's settle on it and agree to a number. I don't care if it's 21. I don't care if it's 18. But if we now have numerous other laws established in our country, including voting and the military, and we got a texter saying, I was 19 in the military with a rifle, then as someone who would love, love, love to see violence, gun violence drop dramatically, but the issue isn't with law-abiding citizens, it's with those who mentally cannot handle it and those who are intent on criminality. If we are declaring you an adult as an 18-year-old in all these ways, then I think you also should have the ability to have a weapon, a gun, at 18.
Here's the argument that I think the flaw in the argument about specifically, you know, well, I can enter the military and I can get a rifle. We're talking about handguns in this case. The ruling yesterday was referring to 18-year-olds owning a handgun.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very different thing than a military-issued rifle. And we're talking about 18.
What, the military rifle is more powerful?
Well, there is that, but it's just a different weapon. You know, you can conceal
it's a different
handgun.
Responsibility.
Yes, absolutely. It is. And it's an 18-year-old can still be in high school. I've met 18-year-olds. You've met 18-year-olds. I don't know of many 18-year-olds who I'd say, yeah, I go get a handgun. That's fine. And that's my opinion. And there's, I'm sure, many, many that would be responsible with it, that would take care of it, that would do everything that any gun owner is supposed to do. But, man, if you're asking me if it's 18 or 21, please, God, make it 21. And
how about 25?
Let's keep going.
Yeah.
Let's keep going.
I mean, like, we got to establish where you are, right?
Yes. And we can establish where I think we have a tremendous gun problem in this country. And we can talk all we want about red flags and, you know, doing background checks and all of that would be great. Increasing those, toughening those laws up would help. But at the end of the day, you have a guy in, you know, at a Trump rally on Saturday who was 20 years old, who would have, as far as we can tell, because there seems to be nothing on his social media, nothing that's been made public yet, doesn't seem like there would have been any red flags or any background checks that would have flagged him, right? So nothing's going to be perfect. We know that nothing's going to catch everything.
Yeah. And I hate that argument, too, and I'm glad mm-hmm. you brought that up. The idea that some people on you pick the issue, where they come back and say, well, that wouldn't have solved everything. That wouldn't have solved this case. So that means unless we come up with the one panacea where it solves 100% of everything, we shouldn't try to do anything.
Yes.
Silly.
And specifically related to this case, I think every time we have a mass shooting, you know, a school shooting, as awful as they are, and often they seem to be, you know, committed with some sort of semi-automatic rifle, AR-15 or something similar, I think we focus so much on, well, then we have to ban those weapons, ban those weapons, ban those weapons, when day after day after day after day in this city, in this state, in this country, handguns take so many lives of others and of people who use them on themselves.
Among the texts coming in, 651-461-9226. Can't buy beer or pot until 21. Another text. Alcohol sales changing to 21 proved to be beneficial for the general safety of the public as well. Now, in Dore and his organization, as Rob pointed out in the interview, said we pointed out that we don't see substantial data showing that gun, in this case, handgun safety issues have been dramatically different 18, 19, and 20-year-olds compared to 21. People can agree with the data they use, but they did use that as a part of their conversation. More text here. In the military, guns are locked up except when soldiers are actively engaged in combat. Well, we've tried to make that point over and over again, that there has been an incredible dereliction by some in our state, in this country, and I guess across the world, but let's just deal with our state and country, of leaving guns available to kids. But we had two politicians on opposite side of the conversation on the punishment for guns put away. Because the horrifying ones were a 2-, 3-, 4-, 5-, 6-year-old who shoots themselves or shoots someone else, draws attention for valid reasons. But the comeback then was, and we had that conversation with a lot of good texts on both sides. So I have a gun in my house. Someone breaks in. I need to get to my gun quickly. If it is locked up, do I then have enough time to get to said gun to save my life, significant other's life, kid's life, and that scenario? So are we creating a law where it is going to punish individuals who aren't going to change how bleeping irresponsible they are and just leaving a gun under the pillows or under the bed or in a drawer compared to a responsible gun owner who wants to stop someone who's trying to kill them? Right? That was...
Mm-hmm.
I actually came around to that one in feeling we're never going to convince the ones who are incredibly derelict and leaving the guns. But can we find some way where a gun is available, where someone can place it in an incredibly difficult spot for anyone who doesn't have the capability to understand this and who could get to that in time to potentially ward off someone who's coming in to do God knows what against a person?
And the argument there, you're talking about two scenarios that are horrifying, obviously, on each side of a child finding a loaded weapon sitting on the nightstand or someone breaking into your house with the intent on harming you, of killing you.
Yep.
Both very... not unrealistic, but there's not a strong likelihood that either is going to happen to the average person.
But so in the scenario where it does happen, you want to be able to get your gun in time, right?
You do. And you also want a child or anyone who is in your house that shouldn't have access to that weapon to not be able to have access. You want that gun to not be stolen. So... There is no right.
Yeah.
There's no right because, you know, either whatever side you take, it's wrong on the other side. And, you know, that's just the way it's going to be with when you're talking about guns. I don't think there is a perfect option.
More texts on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. She had that 19-year-old in the military with a rifle, was well-trained in proper handling usage, far cry from the typical 19-year-old buying a gun from a local store and going home with it. It's a very valid point, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is a very valid point. I'm a 59-year-old dad. This man, 59-year-old dad. This person old. Oh, that's right. I'm 59.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a 59-year-old dad that's been hunting and carrying guns since I was 8 years old. I have a 17-year-old son who will be 18 in September. I have a 20-year-old daughter. Once law is approved, both of them will get their permit to carry. Both of them have been hunting and shooting with me since they're 8 to 10 years old. My 23-year-old son has had his permit since he turned 21. Safety is key, and I hope anyone who decides to get their permit goes through gun safety and more than what is required for the safety and the safety of everyone else. Yeah. If, and it is now, and the Attorney General's office can appeal it, good luck in the U.S. Supreme Court, I would think, in this case. But whatever the age is, it's 18, it's 19, it's 21, it's 25, do you put in enough work to understand the safety of it? If you're someone who is the son or daughter of this father who brought you hunting as young as he did, your understanding is very different from someone who's 18, 19 and says, I want to have this for whatever reason. You know, so let's make sure, and when we have this debate about who's getting the guns, the amount of safety and training that you need to go through if you have a weapon at this
point. And you have to care about it, too.
Yeah.
You can understand the power of the weapon and all that you need to do to be safe around the weapon and keep others, but you also have to act on it.
Yep, that's correct. Okay, next hour, Hauser from Milwaukee, Kevin Burke on the Supreme Court. So let's get into it. It's National Hot Dog Day. I have multiple topics on National Hot Dog Day. Let's establish again, if you put ketchup on a hot dog, I want you removed from the planet. If you put mayonnaise on your hot dog, I want you tortured.
But they can stay on the planet?
No. What? They're going to be tortured in perpetuity.
No, I'd say get them out of the solar system.
I have multiple friends who will put either mayonnaise or ketchup in mayonnaise on a hot dog.
Shame on you for calling them friends.
Billy Watson, Northland, UMD hero. I'm talking to you, my friend.
Oh.
Ketchup and mayonnaise on the dog. And I love you, Billy, but torture. Let's rank them. Polish 1, brat 2, hot dog 3. You with me? Polish 1, brat 2, hot dog 3. Can I get an amen?
I'm not ready to say that. I'm not ready to put hot dog number 3 on its very own day.
I'm willing to take it on. Sounds like you're timid.
Oh, well, you know what? There's a lot of different varieties of hot dogs.
What should be put on a hot dog? I'll go mustard, relish, onions.
Mm-mm.
Right there.
Stop
mustard.
Yeah. Just stop right there.
Grill your hot dogs. Don't boil your hot dogs. Grill them. Much better than boiled. Get out of here with boiled. Boiling, the whole process, kind of overrated.
I can boil a dog.
Yeah.
You're very picky.
I look for excellence. I mean, my life is riddled with ineptitude, so I might as well look for excellence somewhere else. Where is the best place in town to either get a Polish, a brat, or a hot dog? It used to be Walking Dog across the street. Dave, today, come back. Come back, Dave, and give us my Chicago Polish right now. Who is texting you right now and causing you to be amused?
Not text, actually. I'm not all that amused.
Oh, you're not amused.
Cycling through a few emails, seeing if one was important.
Yeah. Were they?
So far, not.
Yeah. All right. Some of my hot dog thoughts. Go at me, bro. Agree with me. Disagree with me. What is your perfect hot dog? I want a bun with a little pizzazz, too. I don't just want the plain white bun. Do better.
You want the one with the seeds? The Chicago style?
I like the seeds. Bring me the seeds. Yeah. Where's the best place for a hot dog? It's National Hot Dog Day. We might as well discuss it. 651-461-9226. This is Eric from Shoreview. No cheese, any sausage. Coney dog at the top. Outlaw ketchup. cook on fork over open fire. Let's outlaw ketchup. It's terrible, I'm sure, but what is it?
I think he's saying you should outlaw ketchup.
Oh, I see. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I thought maybe it was the type.
I'd like to try some outlaw ketchup.
That sounds like a tough guy,
yes.
Ketchup. Outlaw, Eric, you're my brother. Let's go. Best place to get a hot dog is any place with thick American Wagyu beef hot dogs. Well, la-di-da.
I could go for that.
Bring them home, grill them. Put them on a Vienna poppy seed bun, stone-ground mustard, chopped onions, a little balsamic vinegar, and then lots of ketchup. Kidding! No
balsamic?
Ketchup. But how about a best side dish? Okay. We should have a side dish conversation. You're the balsamic vinegar?
No, that doesn't. No. You just ruined your dog.
Yeah. What is the best side dish? Now, this person suggests Cubs mustard potato salad. Yes. Probably very similar to Byerly's original potato salad. That is a mustard-driven potato salad.
I don't love potato salad in general, but if you're going to pick one, mustard or not, pro mustard, it's got to have mustard.
So are you a coleslaw guy? Because good coleslaw. Here's what I'd say. A lot of coleslaw is just blah. It's just fine.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get coleslaw at its best, oh, yeah. Yeah, baby. Ooh, yeah.
Easy on the dressing. We don't need to get, to get the bottom of the little cup and you've got a pool there. Calm down on the dressing, coleslaw makers of America.
Is Jason allowed to promote hot dogs or is he in bed with big pork? Oh, I mean, he's slathered in big pork.
Well, and big pork certainly has a foot in the hot dog industry.
Yes.
Now, we're not talking, everything's all beef.
Texter suggests Captain Ken's beans. I bought some barbecue beans the other day. I've not had them yet. We all need, according to every dietary expert, we need to eat as many beans as possible. Beanapalooza.
They like your legumes.
Yeah, legumes. The legumes.
The Bush's grillin' beans.
Ooh.
Highly recommend. You get a little thicker sauce there.
Yeah.
They'll throw, the bacon or the molasses in there to punch it up a little bit.
Molasses, underrated. I like that. This ranking, Polish 1, brought to Hot Dog 3. What are you talking about if it's hot dog day? If I'm going by your metrics, I guess my best hot dog is a chicken taco.
I mean, it's a good point. It's not National Brat Day.
Sounds like you're a shill for big mustard. Lose my number. You need the boil to be able to have wiener soup for leftovers the next day. Ugh. Get out of here.
Who are we talking to that?
Ugh.
Was it you? Maybe it was a fill-in host that was talking about drinking.
You think I drank
boiled
leftovers from boiled hot dogs?
There was a guest on this show.
I would have ate Wilson on the island with Tom Hanks before. I would have ate the volleyball before I would have consumed the water from the boiled hot dogs that was left.
I need to think back. There was a guest on this show, and it may have been with a fill-in host. It may have been Dave Schrader even. Who admitted to, at one point in their life, drinking. In fact, maybe it was Dave himself drinking the water because they were at a point where they could not ingest a hot dog, some sort of surgery or something.
Okay, close circuit to Bradley. Only when there's an emergency golf situation. But Schrader is now banned from the show. I mean, get out of here. That's not humane. What kind of maniac does that? Hey, I just had my boiled hot dogs. By the way, grill them. They're so much better. They're better to microwave than they are boiled. And then, I don't know, I could have my water over here. I could have a Pepsi over here. I could have a nice Pinot Noir. No, I'll drink the boiled water left over from the pot. Who hurt him?
I'm not defending it. I will defend a boiled dog.
Okay, go ahead. Be wrong.
There's nothing wrong with a boiled dog. A grilled dog can be excellent, and it can also be, if you leave it on just a hair too long, that thing shrivels up. And
it's never an issue for you too long. Thank you. Thank you.
You really worked hard for that.
I did.
Really worked hard for that. The grilling process can shrivel up the dog.
I'm familiar with that. Are you asking me for another line?
I'm just letting you go. Letting you go here.
All right.
So I think the boiling is a safer process, and you still get good dog flavor. Obviously, you got to make sure it's dry before it enters
afraid,
the bun.
Little kitty cat over there? You're afraid?
Afraid?
I mean, I
grilled dogs just the other day. They were immaculate.
Okay, so you're saying you could pull it off, but the average human cannot pull
it
off.
I'm saying if you wait too long, here's the thing.
Stop. On that, here's the thing. What is the thing Dave Arrigan's going to tell us? Here's the pukey radio tease. I'm going to talk Pella right now. You know, were I of the grill? And who knows? I have hot dogs in the fridge today.
Me too.
I have. I may, after hitting mainly poor golf shots later today and fighting off tears and feelings of inadequacy in many aspects of my life, I might grill a hot dog. To grill my hot dog, I have to walk out these beautiful new sliding glass doors, blinds built in, so much of a better design in the kitchen area. All that is from my friends, the great folks with Pella Windows and Doors. Pella Windows and Doors, nearly in business for 100 years. Want to go to a showroom? Got three options in the state of Minnesota: Rochester, Woodbury, Plymouth. I went to Plymouth. You want to start online? PellaNorthland.com. I did both. I went to the showroom. I met great people that came to my house and designed a plan just for my house, just like they will for you. But also, don't forget online, PellaNorthland.com. In July, to work with the best in the business, what an enticement. Two options. A, 20% off your entire Pella project. How good does that sound? Or B, you got to pick one or the other, 0% APR for 48 months. You cannot go wrong. And by the way, your house is going to be quieter because of the new windows, and we all want that. PellaNorthland.com. That's summer right there, baby. It's National Hot Dog Day. It's perfect outside. And that doesn't get better than that, right?
Here's the thing.
Here's the thing. Where were we?
Boiled dog, much like a roller dog. Say, you'd agree, sort of has the same taste characteristics, right? Whether you get the roller dog or a boil, it's a similar heating process.
Let's just call everybody you people and just generalize. No, the roller dog is clearly superior.
The grilled dog can be excellent, but much like scrambled eggs, if you wait till it looks done,
it's too late.
It's too late.
Yeah. Are you afraid of your shadow? I mean, what else are you afraid of?
No, I'm telling you, I believe America doesn't understand that.
Yeah. Well,
I've gone to too many cookouts, too many barbecues where they've got dogs on the grill.
Yeah.
And you get one in your bun. You call this the Hartman? What do we got here?
Well, let's be honest. A lot of Americans also, when they're using the thermometer on their steak, okay, it's about 195. I think it's good now.
are we to puck level yet?
You know?
Can we slap this one from the blue line?
Got to grill the jalapeno hot dog topped with diced onions and mustard. Where do you stand on that?
I've never had a jalapeno hot dog.
Someone says, check out J-Dogs for the best hot dogs in Polish. Will change your life. I haven't heard of J-Dogs. Let's see. Now we're getting to Biden stuff here. It's the gutless mayor inviting you for a tour of Coney Dogs in South St. Paul. We got the Coop. Is it Al Corral? We got Holiday Gas Station. There he is, Jimmy Francis.
They've got a Holiday. Interesting. You won't find those everywhere.
Skin on dog over the grill, bun length plank, pickle, celery seed, yellow mustard, diced pickled onions. That's pretty good.
The skin on dog doesn't get enough respect.
No, it does not. Somebody wants to know if I'm a Grey Poupon snob. I do prefer my brown mustard to yellow mustard. You more yellow or brown?
On a straight hot dog, yellow. Other items, brown.
Linus Construction Time Check. It's time for you to invest in energy-efficient Infinity from Arva Windows and receive 75% off installation labor. Hauser Man next. This is Eric from Shoreview. No cheese, any sausage, Coney dog at the top, outlaw ketchup, cook on fork over open fire. What's outlaw ketchup? It's terrible, I'm sure, but what is it?
I think he's saying you should outlaw ketchup.
Oh, I see. Thank you. I thought maybe it was the type.
I'd like to try some outlaw ketchup.
That sounds like a tough guy,
yes.
Ketchup. Outlaw, Eric, you're my brother. Let's go. Best place to get a hot dog is any place with thick American Wagyu beef hot dogs. Well, la-di-da.
I could go for that.
Bring them home, grill them. Put them on a Vienna poppy seed bun, stone ground mustard, chopped onions, a little balsamic vinegar, and then lots of ketchup. Kidding!
Balsamic?
No ketchup. But how about a best side dish? Okay. Best. We should have a side dish conversation. You're the balsamic vinegar?
No, that doesn't. No. You just ruined your dog.
Yeah. What is the best side dish? Now, this person suggests Cubs mustard potato salad. Yes. Probably very similar to Byerly's original potato salad. That is a mustard-driven potato salad.
I don't love potato salad in general, but if you're going to pick one, mustard or not, pro mustard, it's got to have mustard.
So are you a coleslaw guy? Because good coleslaw. Here's what I'd say. A lot of coleslaw is just blah. It's just fine.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get coleslaw at its best, oh, yeah. Yeah, baby. Ooh, yeah.
Easy on the dressing. We don't need to get the bottom of the little cup and you've got a pool there. Calm down on the dressing, coleslaw makers of America.
Is Jason allowed to promote hot dogs or is he in bed with big pork? Oh, I mean, he's slathered in big pork.
Well, and big pork certainly has a foot in the hot dog industry.
Yes.
Now, we're not talking, everything's all beef.
Texter suggests Captain Ken's beans. I bought some barbecue beans the other day. I've not had them yet. We all need, according to every dietary expert, we need to eat as many beans as possible. Bean-a-palooza.
They like your legumes.
Yeah, legumes. The legumes.
The Bush's grilling beans.
Ooh.
Highly recommend. You get a little thicker sauce there.
Yeah.
They'll throw, the bacon or the molasses in there to punch it up a little bit.
Molasses, underrated. I like that. This ranking, Polish 1, brought to Hot Dog 3. What are you talking about if it's hot dog day? If I'm going by your metrics, I guess my best hot dog is a chicken taco.
I mean, it's a good point. It's not National Brat Day.
Sounds like you're a shill for big mustard. Lose my number. You need the boil to be able to have wiener soup for leftovers the next day. Ugh. Get out of here.
Who are we talking to that?
Ugh.
Was it you? Maybe it was a fill-in host that was talking about drinking.
You think I drank
boiled
leftovers from boiled hot dogs?
There was a guest on this show.
I would have ate Wilson on the island with Tom Hanks before. I would have ate the volleyball before I would have consumed the water from the boiled hot dogs that was left.
I need to think back. There was a guest on this show, and it may have been with a fill-in host. It may have been Dave Schrader even, who admitted to, at one point in their life, drinking. In fact, maybe it was Dave himself, drinking the water because they were at a point where they could not ingest a hot dog, some sort of surgery or something.
Okay, close circuit to Bradley. Only when there's an emergency golf situation. But Schrader's now banned from the show. I mean, get out of here. That's not humane. What kind of maniac does that? Hey, I just had my boiled hot dogs. By the way, grill them. They're so much better. They're better to microwave than they are boiled. And then, I don't know, I could have my water over here. I could have a Pepsi over here. I could have a nice Pinot Noir. No, I'll drink the boiled water left over from the pot. Who hurt him?
I'm not defending it. I will defend a boiled dog.
Okay, go ahead. Be wrong.
There's nothing wrong with a boiled dog. A grilled dog can be excellent, and it can also be, if you leave it on just a hair too long, that thing shrivels up.
It's never an issue for you, too long. Thank you.
You really worked hard for that.
I did.
Really worked hard for that. The grilling process can shrivel up the dog.
Are you familiar with that? Are you asking me for another line?
I'm just letting you go. Letting you go here.
All right.
So I think the boiling is a safer process, and you still get good dog flavor. Obviously, you got to make sure it's dry before it enters
the
bun.
Little kitty cat over there? You're afraid?
Afraid?
I mean, I
grilled dogs just the other day. They were immaculate.
Okay, so you're saying you can pull it off, but the average human cannot pull
it
off.
I'm saying if you wait too long, here's the thing.
Stop. On that, here's the thing. What is the thing Dave Arrogant's going to tell us? Here's the pukey radio tease. I'm going to talk Pella right now. You know, were I of the grill? And who knows? I have hot dogs in the fridge today.
Me too.
I have. I may, after hitting mainly poor golf shots later today and fighting off tears and feelings of inadequacy in many aspects of my life, I might grill a hot dog. To grill my hot dog, I have to walk out these beautiful new sliding glass doors, blinds built in, so much of a better design in the kitchen area. All that is from my friends, the great folks with Pella Windows and Doors. Pella Windows and Doors, nearly in business for 100 years. Want to go to a showroom? Got three options in the state of Minnesota. Rochester, Woodbury, Plymouth. I went to Plymouth. You want to start online? PellaNorthland.com. I did both. I went to the showroom. I met great people that came to my house and designed a plan just for my house, just like they will for you. But also, don't forget, online, PellaNorthland.com. In July, to work with the best in the business, what an enticement. Two options. A, 20% off your entire Pella project. How good does that sound? Or B, you got to pick one or the other, 0% APR for 48 months. You cannot go wrong. And by the way, your house is going to be quieter because of the new windows, and we all want that. PellaNorthland.com. That's summer right there, baby. It's National Hot Dog Day. It's perfect outside. And that doesn't get better than that, right?
Here's the thing.
Where were we?
Boiled dog, much like a roller dog. Say, you'd agree, sort of has the same taste characteristics, right? Whether you get the roller dog or a boil, it's a similar heating process.
Let's just call everybody you people and just generalize. No, the roller dog is clearly superior.
The grilled dog can be excellent, but much like scrambled eggs, if you wait till it looks done,
it's too late.
It's too late.
Yeah. Are you afraid of your shadow? I mean, what else are you afraid of?
No, I'm telling you, I believe America doesn't understand that.
Yeah. Well,
I've gone to too many cookouts, too many barbecues where they've got dogs on the grill.
Yeah.
And you get one in your bun. You call this the Hartman? What do we got here?
Well, let's be honest. A lot of Americans also, when they're using the thermometer on their steak, okay, it's about 195. I think it's good now.
are we to puck level yet?
You know,
can we slap this one from the blue line?
Got to grill the jalapeno hot dog topped with diced onions and mustard. Where do you stand on that?
I've never had a jalapeno hot dog.
Someone says, check out J-Dogs for the best hot dogs in Polish. Will change your life. I haven't heard of J-Dogs. Let's see. Now we're getting to Biden stuff here. It's the gutless mayor inviting you for a tour of Coney Dogs in South St. Paul. We got the coop. Is it Al Corral. We got Holiday Gas Station. There he is, Holiday. Jimmy Francis.
They've got a Holiday. Interesting. You won't find those everywhere.
Skin on dog over the grill, bun length plank, pickle, celery seed, yellow mustard, diced pickled onions. That's pretty good.
The skin on dog doesn't get enough respect.
No, it does not. Somebody wants to know if I'm a Grey Poupon snob. I do prefer my brown mustard to yellow mustard. You more yellow or brown?
On a straight hot dog, yellow. Other items, brown.
Linus Construction Time Check. It's time for you to invest in energy-efficient Infinity from Marvin Windows and receive 75% off installation labor. Hauser Man next. That's summer right there, baby. It's National Hot Dog Day. It's perfect outside. And that doesn't get better than that, right?
Here's the thing.
Here's the thing. Where were we?
Boiled dog, much like a roller dog. Say, you'd agree, sort of has the same taste characteristics, right? Whether you get the roller dog or a boil, it's a similar heating process.
Let's just call everybody you people and just generalize. No, the roller dog is clearly superior.
The grilled dog can be excellent, but much like scrambled eggs, if you wait till it looks done,
it's too late.
It's too late.
Yeah. Are you afraid of your shadow? I mean, what else are you afraid of?
No, I'm telling you, I believe America doesn't understand that.
Yeah. Well,
I've gone to too many cookouts, too many barbecues where they've got dogs on the grill.
Yeah.
And you get one in your bun. It's, I mean, you call this the Hartman? What do we got here?
Well, let's be honest. A lot of Americans also, when they're using the thermometer on their steak, okay, it's about 195. I think it's good now.
are we to puck level yet?
You know?
Can we slap this one from the blue line?
Gotta grill the jalapeno hot dog topped with diced onions and mustard. Where do you stand on that?
I've never had a jalapeno hot dog.
Someone says, check out J-Dogs for the best hot dogs in Polish. Will change your life. I haven't heard of J-Dogs. Let's see. Now we're getting to Biden stuff here. It's the gutless mayor inviting you for a tour of Coney Dogs in South St. Paul. We got the Coop. Is it Al Corral? We got Holiday Gas Station. There he is, Holiday. Jimmy Francis.
They've got a Holiday. Interesting. You won't find those everywhere.
Skin on dog over the grill, bun length plank, pickle, celery seed, yellow mustard, diced pickled onions. That's pretty good.
The skin right? on dog doesn't get enough respect.
No, it does not. Somebody wants to know if I'm a Grey Poupon snob. I do prefer my brown mustard to yellow mustard. You more yellow or brown?
On a straight hot dog, yellow. Other items, brown.
Linus Construction Time Check. It's time for you to invest in energy-efficient Infinity from Marvin Windows and receive 75% off installation labor. Hauser Man next.